soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on September 22nd, 2015. Today I want to talk about your worst nightmare. Your worst nightmare. And that's finding you're in a place, the last place you ever really wanted to be, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it because it's too late. What a nightmare. And in Jesus' teaching, in the exhortations of the apostles, those that were trained by Jesus and that met Jesus, knew his voice, clearly warn, urging people to take heed, to be careful, to make sure you're truly in the faith. Examine yourself, test yourself, look at yourself, examine. Don't assume you're standing. Take heed lest you fall. There's so many scriptures, and we're going to talk today about what Jesus has taught, and we're going to go right into Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Remember, a good example, scriptural example, in the book of beginnings, Genesis. God was so grieved he made man, he determined he was going to eradicate it and destroy it, flood it with a great destruction. And he warned Noah of things that were not seen as yet. God told Noah, and Noah believed God and moved with fear and prepared the ark to the saving of his family. How many souls were saved? Eight. God was grieved at his heart, constantly offended. Think about something that just really drives you nuts, whether it's fingernails down a chalkboard or whether it's a screaming animal, barking dog, or whatever it is. But think what God goes through when he sees base, abomination, vanity, sin, iniquity, transgression, foolish words, evilness, abomination. It grieves God at his heart. And God got to where he was grieved he made man. And it took Noah 120 years to prepare the ark, but he was also a proclaimer. He would declare the word of God. He was a preacher of righteousness, is the term in the New Testament. How many people believed Noah? Eight souls saved. The many were destroyed, though they were warned. Jesus goes on in Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, figs, or thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. It's really very simple. Why would people think they can be full of wickedness, unbelief, sins of the flesh, everything that's outlined in Scripture, and yet have eternal life? How do you think you can walk in the broad way that leads to destruction and yet have eternal life? You're deceived. And that's what Paul said. And Jesus is telling you, don't deceive yourself. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Are there going to be people that say, Lord, Lord, let me in? Yes, many. Jesus says the next verse, Matthew 7:22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils? And in your name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Why is the Lord saying depart? Why weren't they let into the eternal kingdom of heaven? Because they were doing lawlessness, iniquity. They didn't do the will of the Father. They had bad fruit. Study the rest of Matthew chapter 7. Talks about foundation. Hearing and obeying is a foundation that will stand the test and the storm. The fool builds his house on sand, like a beachfront property. This is your worst nightmare. In Luke 13:20, and again, Jesus said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It's like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Your worst nightmare. When once the master of the house is risen up and is shut to the door, and you begin to stand outside without and knocking at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Interesting. A little bit different way of expressing what Jesus is saying here. I don't know who you are, was in Matthew 7, but here he's saying, I don't know your origin. I don't know where you come from. You're not like me. Jesus is from above. He's of God. He's the new man that was created in righteousness. We are to come unto him because of all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God has provided his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe on him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Listen, God didn't send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God saved Noah, but Noah heard God and obeyed God, and it was saved, delivered. And God brought deliverance through the flood for Noah and his family. But God brought destruction to the wicked, the disobedient, the ones that had bad fruit, that didn't do the will of God. And those here in Luke 13 that don't have their origin, they don't have godliness, they don't have righteousness, they don't have holiness. And the Lord says, I don't know you. I don't relate. And there is a time coming when Jesus Christ stands up. That's it. No more time. The cup is full. The cup of iniquity is full, overflows. And now the time comes to pour out the wrath of the Lord upon the wicked. And he shuts to the door, and the people that took God with half intent, half seriously, were playing a religious game, were going to religion, but never sought the face of God, never listened earnestly for his voice, never examined themselves to the standard of the Lord. They're going to find themselves outside. Oh, they did religious things all right. They gave money all right. They could quote scriptures okay. Cast out demons and prophesy and do many wonderful things. But Jesus doesn't know them. He doesn't know whence they come. There's few saved. Few. And many have this nightmare of hell. That's a reality. Where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And the Lord repeats this over and over. And the fire is not quenched. And the fire is not quenched. And the worm dieth not. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth when they're cast out, thrust out into outer darkness. Then shall you begin to say, we've eaten and drunk in your presence. You have taught in our streets. They have these imaginations in their mind. They think they have lived the standard of the Lord. They think they know the Lord, but he doesn't know them. People think that the Lord is their friend, but you're not his friend, and that's what matters. Jesus said in John 15, if you keep my commandments, you're my friend indeed. If you don't keep his commandments, you're not his friend. You're his enemy. You're a tree that's cluttering up the ground without fruit, without good fruit. You're a vexation of his mind and heart. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. In Acts chapter 20, verse 25, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, not by the will of man, a true sent one by the Lord, trained by Jesus. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He kept the law. He was zealous, trained in all the schools of religion, religiosity, the letters of religion, the Pharisees, the extra-biblical nature of that religion, the idolatry, the monetizing, by all the thieves and the robbers that Jesus Christ spoke of in religion, that built with brick and mortar, and Paul, being zealous, but not according to knowledge, killed true followers of Jesus. And Paul could never really get over that. But by the grace of God, he was called by God to serve the Lord faithfully. The end of Paul's ministry, he says, listen, Acts 20, verse 25. And now behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching, declaring the kingdom of God, the rule of God, in the face of Jesus Christ, the King, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings, you shall see my face no more. You know, Jesus referred in John 15 text, I don't call you servants. A servant doesn't know what his master does, but I call you my friend. Because everything I've heard of my Father, I make it known to you. Paul here. And Peter knew that their passing from this age was soon and at hand. The Lord showed them. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I'm pure from the blood of all men. What's he referring to? The watchman in Ezekiel 3 in chapter 33, the Lord told Ezekiel, the prophet of the Lord, the messenger of the Lord, that would speak from the mind and heart of God and declare his voice in his authority, the true word of the Lord, to call the wicked to repentance. And as they did and were faithful to do that, they would not be guilty of the blood of those men. But if they didn't tell them, they would be held responsible. This is what Paul's saying. I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Do you notice Paul's example, ladies and gentlemen? Paul declared all the counsel of God. He didn't just specialize in one area like we see so common today. He knew all the counsel of God from A to Z. He was a mature vessel of the Lord, trained and led by the Spirit of God, what to share, what to teach, what to prophesy, what to minister. Listen, Acts 20, verse 28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he's purchased with his own blood. For I know this, see? I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Do you hear what Paul perceived by the Lord? Do you see what the Lord made known to him? That there was going to become false prophets, the wolves in sheep's clothing that even Jesus warned about, but others that would rise up from amongst the people, the assembly, that would speak false doctrine, leavenous words, doctrines of men, imaginations, vain, puffed up things that Paul spoke of in Colossians. And why? It's to draw away disciples after themselves. You can see Paul seeks to make disciples unto Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 11. But the false ones always have people follow them. Acts 20:31, therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. What a contrast from what you see today in the Pharisaical religious systems that you call churches, but they're nothing more than synagogues. They're places of defiled worship with rebellion, with Antichrist standing in the seat of Christ, disobeying the words of Jesus, ruling over you, lording over you as an overlord and a ruler, and having you give their money, give them money. They eat you, consume you, everything that's identified in Ezekiel chapter 34. All this, Paul warned, night and day, for 3 years, everyone, with tears. And surely it has come to pass. I want to read from the book of Jude. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men that turned the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but that what they know naturally, as brute beasts. In those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them! for they've gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Do you hear this? These are warnings of people that have tasted of the Lord, knew of the Lord, but like King Saul that knew the Lord and the false prophets that knew the Lord like Balaam, but ran after error. They were stubborn, selfish, self-seeking. They loved this present world. They loved money. They loved pleasure rather than godliness. Cain. His father was the devil. Balaam, prophesying for reward, perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. It's just like the harlot, the whore that seeks the precious life and wipes her mouth after eating the bread of adultery, burping, saying what? She knows no shame. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withers, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Listen. And Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaks great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they have told you there would be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Let that sink deep in your ears, deep in your heart, the living word of God. Jesus said in John 7:7, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth. Did you know that people hate Jesus? The world hates Jesus. Yet the world is very religious. Religion in every form, shape, size, color, smell. Religion smells. The faith of Jesus is sweet-smelling savor, as it's through Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus that's believed in the heart of an individual. And abiding in him is sweet and is precious, and it'll be goodly, godly fruit in your life. Do you hear these things today? Examine yourself. Prove your own self. See, are you standing in Christ? Are you doing the will of the Father? Are you hearkening diligently to his voice? Religion, the church world of religion, woe unto those when they speak well of you. This is something Jesus said in the scriptures. But so they spoke of all the false prophets. From Luke 6:26, Jesus said, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. You know, you can't please God and man at the same time. Paul made this clear. If you seek to please man, you're the enemy of God. And Paul, a true lover, a true goodly, godly example of one that follows Jesus, sought to serve the Lord. And he was called the offscourge, scum of the world. He was beaten, imprisoned, left for dead, lied about, maligned, just like Jesus was. And this is why I say, the world hates Jesus. And when they speak well of you, there's something wrong. And that's what the Lord is saying. And there's something wrong with the religious church world, with these writers and these men on pedestals that everyone thinks so wonderful of. They're celebrities. They're stars. They're wandering stars. They're out of orbit with the Lord. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Now listen, through the Holy Spirit, we have illumination. The word is living. Do you realize what this word father means? When the Lord says the fathers did to their false prophets, it's the word pater, and it means originator, transmitter. The authors of a family or a society of persons animated by the same spirit as himself. Do you see? We're talking about the ones that promote of the same spirit false prophets. The ones that are behind it and engineer it, originate the false prophets. They're the ones that speak well of the false prophets. They're behind it. One who has infused his own spirit into others, who actuates and governs their minds. A nourisher, an upholder, those that were spoken well of. Oh, woe unto you, Jesus says. Woe, for so the originators of the false prophets promoted the false prophets. When you study the word father in the Bible, sometimes it relates to God, God being the Father. Sometimes it's the Father of faith, Abraham, by whom all the nations of the world are blessed that have faith in Jesus. And it could be the devil, because the devil is an influence, as a liar and a thief, a destroyer, a murderer. Or it could be a natural parent. But here Jesus is saying, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so the upholders, nourishers, the influencers of the false prophets. They spoke well of the false prophets. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about the worst nightmare to find yourself in the worst place of hell that you'd ever want. The way to avoid that is to examine yourself, prove yourself, see, are you in Jesus? Jesus spoke about this in John 10, about the thieves, the robbers, the strangers, and the hirelings. But his true sheep follow his voice, following Jesus. They know Jesus, and they're known of him, and he leads them out into good pasture. But to be influenced by the liars, the false ones, no. But they truly walk with him. This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.